Ilu.
But the experiment doesn't end there. All the words produced by the first candidate are used to create the language for the next person in the experiment, including the words they invented for the unfamiliar fruit.
Each of these learners thinks that they're giving us back the same thing that we trained them on as best they can. But in fact, each of them unconsciously is changing that language, changing it piece by piece over time.
As it's passed through generations of users, the language slowly turns from a random, chaotic one to one of structure, with combinations that can be easily remembered. By the ninth generation, the words have been divided into parts, and each of these has a different meaning. N, L, and R describe the different colours. The middle of the word describes the number. And the end of the word, like plo or pilu, describes the type of fruit.